It's 10-11. An episode on an airplane recently focused attention on difficulties traveling with kids, especially special needs kids. So maybe we could all use some tips when faced with the challenges of traveling with children. And joining us live is parenting blogger Leslie Morgensteiner of ModernMom.com. First, explain this particular incident and how it happened.
Okay. There's a New Jersey mom, Elit Kirschenbaum, who has four kids, and one of them is special needs. And they were coming home from vacation in the Dominican Republic, and one of the four flight attendants on a United Airlines flight insisted that her three-year-old be in her own seat, but the child has severe disabilities and can't sit up.
Still, the mom paid for the seat, right?
Paid for the seat, but had to have her on the lap, which she's done many times before. Mm-hmm. And there was a huge delay, and I guess the flight attendant really got into it, and the pilot had to intervene. And it just, for me, it brought up how incredibly difficult it is to travel with kids and how you need help from everybody to get through it.
Now, in that case, it really, I mean, many of us felt sympathy for the family and, you know, already a difficult situation, and then everybody had to suffer. It seemed like an overreach. But, you know, in a typical situation where you have the young lad kicking the back of your seat, oh my goodness, that is a big pet peeve of mine.
You know, it's really, now that I have kids, I'm much more sympathetic. But before I had children, I had a similar feeling. Like, how can you bring kids on an airline? It's just completely unfair. But I've traveled alone with my three kids often, and I was that mom who had a two-year-old kicking the seat in front. And just, there's only so much that you can do. And it's a stressful situation. You feel terrible. And it really makes it much worse when the other passengers, or heaven forbid, the flight attendants, give you mean looks or somehow imply that it's your fault because you dared to have children in the first place.
So if we're traveling with young kids and they're being difficult, give us some good tips.
Okay. The first thing is to be prepared before you even leave for the airport. Be well rested yourself, because it's going to be long and difficult. And have lots of props in your purse. That helped me so much. Little games, quiet things to play with, special treats. This is not the time to discipline your kids or be harsh with them. This is the time to beg and threaten your children to behave. And that is what works. I also, little things like, I remember when my son used to kick the seat in front of him, I would take his shoes off because you can't, it's not as vibrating if you do that. I also think it's really important to be incredibly nice to your fellow passengers and ask them for help and accept help if somebody else is nice enough to help you with your kids.
I'm happy to hear you say parents should take some action, because I think that's sometimes what frustrates the other passengers when it appears that the parent of the offending child isn't doing anything to try to calm them down a little bit.
I agree.
Because it's difficult for them,
then?
Too.
Right. What do you know, everybody has rights to have as peaceful a flight as possible. And it is really frustrating when you feel like a parent is not doing anything, but you can't intervene because it's not your child. And so at times, the flight attendants will move you to another seat because they want a peaceful flight, too.
Sure.
So there are ways that you can help. And also, I think to distract the kids is good. And even, you know, a little bit of takes a village. Like, I don't think it's such a bad thing to kind of glare at the kids sometimes and be like, you
Stare
know, use
down.
your stranger power.
Yeah, if he kicks Mark's seat, I don't think things are going to go well.
Leslie said it was okay if I gave a dirty look.
Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you both.
Leslie Morgensteiner of ModernMom.com. You too.